Hello, this is Dr. Dalton. I found an interesting article on Medscape.com. This is an online publication from a researcher named Ricky Lewis, a PhD. And the title of the article is "A Coronavirus Stays in Aerosols for Hours on Surfaces for Days." And this is actually published in March 17, 2020. And what they did is just to see how long some of the coronavirus would stay on different surfaces. And just in summary, it was found that the virus can be active on plastic items for 2 to 3 days, and it can remain in the air, which is called aerosol, for up to more than 3 hours. It can remain on a stainless steel surface for another 2 or 3 days. That's the same thing as the plastic. And it can remain on cardboard for 24 hours and on some copper surfaces for 4 hours. So let me go ahead and read the article. The data indicates that the stability of the new virus is similar to that of COVID-1. And that was the SARS epidemic. The transmission of the coronavirus, what we're currently dealing with, which causes the COVID-19, has quickly outstripped the pace of the 2003 SARS epidemic. Superspread of the earlier disease arose from infections during medical procedures in which a single infected individual seeded many secondary cases. In contrast, the novel coronavirus appears to be spread more through human-to-human transmission in a variety of settings. However, it's not yet known the extent to which asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals spread the new virus through daily routine. To investigate how long the COVID-19 remains infective in the environment, Natalie Dormaling, PhD of the Laboratory of Virology, which is a division of the Intramural Research, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease in Hamilton, Montana, and colleagues, conducted simulation experiments in which they compared the viability of the COVID-19 with that of the SARS virus in aerosols and on surfaces. Among patients infected with the COVID-19, viral loads in the upper respiratory tract are high. As a consequence, respiratory secretions in the form of aerosols or droplets is likely, the author notes. Van Dorlemen and colleagues used nebulizers to generate aerosols. Now, a nebulizer is what you do is you put the medicine into a little jar vial, and then you squirt or spray oxygen into a little chamber, and it creates a mist that is breathed in by the patient. So that's what they did here. So samples of the COVID-1 and the SARS-CoV-2 were collected at 0 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 120 minutes, and 180 minutes on a gelatin filter. The researchers then tested the infectivity of the viruses on viral cells grown in culture. They found that the COVID-19 was largely stable through the full 180-minute test, with only a slight decline after 3 hours. This time, of course, is similar to that of the SARS virus. Both viruses have a median half-life in aerosols of 2.7 hours. The researchers then tested the viruses on a variety of surfaces for up to 7 days, using humidity values and temperatures designed to mimic a variety of household and hospital situations. The volumes of the viral exposures that the team used were consistent with the amounts found in the human upper respiratory and lower respiratory tracts. For example, they applied 50 microliters of virus-containing solution to a piece of cardboard and then swabbed the surface at different times with an additional 1 microliter of medium. Each surface assay was replicated 3 times. The novel coronal virus was most stable on plastic and stainless steel, with some viruses remaining viable up to 72 hours. However, by that time, the viral load had fallen to about 3 orders of magnitude, indicating exponential decay. This profile was remarkably similar to that of the SARS virus, according to the authors. However, the two viruses differed in stain power on copper and cardboard. No viable SARS-CoV-19 was detected on a copper after 4 hours or on cardboard after 24 hours. In contrast, the SARS virus, the CoV-1, was not viable beyond 8 hours for either the copper or the cardboard. So the looks like that the research is finding that the CoV-1, which is the official SARS virus of the 2003, was not stain viable as long as the COVID-19 virus on surfaces for the stainless steel and the plastic. And the authors continue, taken together, our results indicate that aerosols and fomite transmission, fomite means different surface layers, whether it's plastic or steel or copper. Aerosol is pertaining to the air. So again, that's and fomite transmission of COVID-19 are plausible, as the virus can remain viable in aerosols for multiple hours and on surfaces up to days, the authors conclude. Andrew Picozzi, a PhD, was a co-director of the Center for Excellence in Influenza Research and Surveillance and the director of the Center for Emergency Viruses and Infectious Diseases at Johns Hopkins Center for Global Health, Baltimore, Maryland, applauds the real-world value of the experiments. The PCR, which stands for polymerase chain reaction test, can be used and has been in other studies to detect the SARS-CoV-19. Just detects the virus genome. It doesn't tell you if the virus is still infectious or what we call viable. That's why the study is interesting, Picozzi said. It focuses on infection virus, which is a virus that has potential to transmit and infect other person. What we don't know yet is how much infectious or viable the virus is needed to initiate the infection in other persons. He suggests that further investigations to evaluate the types of environmental surfaces, including the lacquered wood that has made into desks or ceramic tiles found in bathrooms and kitchens. One limitation of the study is that the data for experiments on cardboard were more variable than the data for other surfaces tested. So, bottom line is that it definitely goes for quite a while, and it's quite an issue with regard to the potential viability, but that's a big question to be asked. So I hope that's going to be beneficial, or at least give you a little bit of an idea. So, thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.